Municipal Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You can never be too prepared, mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
This first hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Iraq, but we're going to move beyond the headlines as we usually do on the Bob Tuscan Show and talk about prepping and ham radio operating and how we can get ready for whatever might come, whether it's a natural disaster, a man-made terrorist attack. And you betcha, they're talking about 9-11 again, 9-11, 9-11. They have to inject that into this equation. But what aren't you being told about the fall of Iraq? It's a question that SCG News asks, and I think it's a very good one that needs to be answered. What aren't you being told? Well, there's a lot of things.
Iraq is descending into chaos, but not for the reasons you're being fed by the politicians and mainstream media. In June of 2014, the world watched in shock as an Islamic militant group operating under the name of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, took control of Mosul, Baiji, and Tikrit, and began pushing south to Baghdad. Fallujah has been under their control since January. Iraqi military and police put up very little resistance in spite of the fact that they greatly outnumbered the militants. Most fled their posts and left their uniforms and weapons behind. Those who didn't were killed. ISIS, whose stated goal is to erase the border between Syria and Iraq, to establish an Islamic caliphate encompassing both countries, and to impose Sharia law, already holds vast swaths of territory, and they are rapidly gaining ground. How did this happen? That's an extremely important question. How you answer it will determine what comes next, not just in Iraq. That's why the media spin doctors and politicians are out in force, attempting to rewrite history, and turning reality completely on its head in the process. For example, we have people insisting that this is happening because the U.S. and NATO failed to intervene in Syria. Well, that's a convenient answer, isn't it? The U.S. and NATO have been actively working to topple Assad by arming and funding the Syrian rebels since at least 2011. This has developed into a bloody civil war which has attracted jihadists from all over the world.
And you ask yourself, why is that? Joining us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show is a very special guest in this first hour. And again, in the last two, we'll get into prepping and so much more. But it's none other than Lee Rogers, a geopolitical analyst, documentary filmmaker, talk radio host, and researcher. And I'm very glad to bring him on when so many things are going on in the world. And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about the Holocaust, or as some might call it, the Holo-Hoax. We'll go here, there, and everywhere. And I'm very excited to talk with Lee. It's always an honor to have him on. Lee, how are you tonight, man?
Good, Bob. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. And thanks again for coming on. I forgot to send you the notice, but here we are. And I had meant to, but there you go. So, Lee, this Iraqi situation. Let me get this straight, and tell me if you've come to the same conclusions. Al-Qaeda bad, Al-CIA bad, the database bad, especially when it comes to Osama bin Laden. But when it comes to Syria, they're good because they're taking out the Assad regime. But now that they're beyond that and they're going back to Iraq, they're bad again. Is that about right?
Well, I think really what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with a bunch of psychopaths that are running this whole show. And when you take a look at everything that American foreign policy has stood for, it's completely schizophrenic in nature. And who's running American foreign policy? It's pretty obvious. It's a bunch of Zionist Jews that have been pushing ahead all these insane agendas. So they decide they want to back some of these quote-unquote al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. And then meanwhile, this group splinters off of al-Qaeda called ISIS and then comes into Iraq and they cause all this havoc. So really, I mean, if you look back to 2003 and up until today, all this has been caused by these Zionist imperialist wars that have been waged all across the Middle East. And it's time for the American military and the American government to finally get its act together and get all these people out of there. And there's no reason for American military forces to be over there anymore. It's turned into such a disaster. I can't believe there's even people like Lindsey Graham and these other Zionist neocons that are out there calling for more war. I mean, it's over.
What do they gain from it at this point? And I know they obviously have their own desires to see people just slaughtered, whether it's as simple as that, or it gets into the no-bid contracts that some of their cronies are getting, or gets into domination of the Middle East for their satellite state known as Israel. Well, at this point, I mean, it's not as clear to me as to what the agenda is.
Well, yeah, that's because these people are insane, and they're just nuts, and all these things that they have done is completely blown up in their face. I know there's people out there like Alex Jones, these are people that are claiming this is all part of some grand conspiracy, but that doesn't make any sort of sense to me. Here you have a situation where you have a puppet government in Iraq, and then you got these people coming out and saying, well, you know, it's part of a conspiracy, and Obama and Saudi Arabia are involved, and you want to have this new war and everything. But why would they intentionally try to overthrow a government that's already a puppet government to the Zionists and the criminals in Washington? It makes no sense. So these people have all these things that they've been doing, and it's completely blown up in their face. They have no control over the situation. I understand that there's people from Saudi Arabia and Qatar and a few other countries that are privately financing some of these jihadi groups, but they have no control of the situation. This ISIS group has now taken over $1 million from banks in Iraq. They've taken over American military weaponry, and I don't see anybody having any sort of control over these people. It's completely nuts. They have no control over the situation.
Yeah, it seems that's the case. And you know what the solution is, Lee? Kill another million Iraqis.
Well, I'm sure there's some people out there like Dianne Feinstein, the Jewish senator from California. She just came out and called for more airstrikes to stop the ISIS group from wrecking havoc. I mean, they're knocking at the doorstep of Baghdad. And
sure,
so Obama has struggled to send in a small contingent of American military forces to defend the embassy in the Green Zone, because there's actually danger that these militants are going to come in and take over Baghdad. So, I mean, I think what we're seeing now is if this continues, we're facing a Saigon-like moment, much like we saw in the Vietnam War towards the end of that.
It's scary. Hillary Clinton, of course, voted for the war in Iraq, and I see this as a stepping stone for her run. They're already calling for it. And could you imagine we would have essentially Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton Light, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, and then we would have Clinton again? Could you imagine?
Well, they're going to try to push that. I mean, that's, of course, the meme that we've been seeing in the Jewish-controlled media. And they've been promoting her book, and they paid her like $14 million for a book, and nobody's bought any.
Nobody
copies.
Bought it. She sold 60,000 copies. She didn't even write it. She had a ghostwriter put it out for her.
Yeah, she got paid $14 million for that. I mean, what has this woman done? What's so special about this woman anyway? I mean, she supported all these insane foreign wars. She's a criminal because of what happened in Benghazi. It's insane that this woman is put on a pedestal and that people continue to worship her like she's some sort of goddess. She should be in a prison cell.
And did you see the Zionist-controlled media paid her daughter close to $1 million to do essentially nothing? Chelsea.
That doesn't surprise me.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
She was on the payroll of as a, I forgot the lingo they used, a special commentator. She went on air, what, a couple times a month, if that. $600,000.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have connections, they're going to set up their kids to be in these highly paid positions in which they don't actually do any real work. And that's what you see with Chelsea Clinton. Yep. And you even see it with the Bush daughter that's on, I think, Today. And she's doing these goofy interviews with people. And I mean, these aren't real jobs. I mean, give me a break. These people haven't worked a day in their life. And they're living an illusion, living in a fantasy life.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future.
Now, already I come from a Jewish family, for whatever that's worth, and I got nothing wrong against Jews, or I got nothing against Jews, rather. I have something against Jewish criminals. I have something against Zionist criminals. I have something against liars and scumbags in general. Many of them are influential people who, I guess, are from Jewish families. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. One of the topics that is probably the most taboo of topics is to talk about the Holocaust in a way contrary from the official story. Just like it is to talk about 9/11, all these other things, but the Holocaust is one of those things that they really get crazy about. And I'll go ahead and say it. 5,999,999. Arrest me. Come get me. There you go. On Daily Slave, there's an article, Virtuous Truth Seeker Force Holohoax Liar to Cancel Public Speech. And this is just one of many articles. This young lady's lucky she wasn't arrested. As you know, many countries have outlawed the discussion. And Lee, I want to get your take on this.
What about the Holohoax in general?
Yeah, Holohoax in my story. To a contemporary issue of this lady being banned and having her speech canceled.
Okay, well, I think you might misunderstood what happened. Basically, this woman was about to deliver a speech about the Holocaust and supporting the official story. She was actually involved in this recent Smithsonian documentary that went to this site called Treblinka, which is really a transit zone during World War II for prisoners and things of that sort. And she literally dug at a Christian grave site outside of the two Treblinka camps, found a couple of bones, and said, oh yeah, this proves that 900,000 Jews were gassed there. And the entire documentary is just a complete fraud. It's a fake. And it shows how desperate a lot of these people are to keep this Holohoax lie alive. I mean, for God's sakes, you had swimming pools, you had different recreation facilities at some of these camps where all these Jews and prisoners were held during World War II. And all we hear about is 6 million Jews gassed to death. We hear about soap being made from the dead Jews. I mean, all this stuff that's just complete nonsense and lies.
Yep.
But anyway, just go back to the
lampshades.
Right. I mean, all that stuff has been proven to be completely false. But to go back to the original story, what happened here is that this woman who was involved in this documentary, she was going to give a speech about the Holocaust in London. And a bunch of people found out about it. And they said, okay, you got to go and question this woman about all the lies she put on this documentary. And then literally just hours after that call went out, this woman was forced to cancel her speech that she was about to give. So I really think there's a lot of people out there that are calling a spade on this Holocaust nonsense, and they're calling out for what it is. It's a Holohoax.
Even people in the Jewish community have come out about this, and I'm not just talking about folks like myself and David Cole and others, but even people in the establishment have said, yeah, there's some questions here. There's some questions there, and many of these authors have been shown to be liars, like Eli Wiesel, the guy who claims he has a tattoo, and others that have fabricated their books and gone on Oprah, and comes out that, they're full of it.
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of this stuff surrounding this Holohoax legend is just based off of lies. I mean, that's all there is to it. The 6 million number that's been thrown around, I mean, that's all you hear. 6 million dead Jews killed by the evil Nazis. Well, the 6 million number was thrown around a number of times before World War II to support a number of different Zionist causes. Because this was at a time before you had the formation of the State of Israel. So before Israel was formed, you had the Zionist movement that was trying to form Israel. And they're using the 6 million number over and over and over again to support their causes and propaganda. So there's just, no matter how you look at this, the Holocaust lie is one of the most ridiculously insane lies of the 20th century. And there's a bunch of films out there like the Gas Chamber Hoax. There's another film that actually debunks this Treblinka hoax film that was just put out, that I was just talking about. I think the same guy made it. And then, of course, David Cole back in the 90s, who's Jewish, he put out a good documentary really exposing all the lies and the fraud surrounding the so-called Holocaust, or as I call it, the Holo-hoax.
Yeah. And you know what's always bothered me, Lee, is that there's several films out there about the Jewish Holocaust, many of which are completely fabricated. But there's, well, not nearly, I mean, as many films for other Holocausts. In other words, there's a disproportionate amount of obsession over the Jewish Holocaust, and there are several other well-documented, much more well-documented compared to the Jewish Holocaust. There's many more well-established Holocaust out there, whether it's of the Chinese, of the Russians, of the Holodomor with, what was that, Ukraine?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, one in particular, the Armenian genocide, there's much more evidence to indicate that there was a genocide of Armenians at the hands of the Young Turks, who most of which were Jewish.
I love their YouTube channel, by the way.
Well, that's in our whole story. Yeah, you got this so-called alternative media YouTube channel out there with these clowns, and they call themselves the Young Turks. And to anybody who knows the history about what the Young Turks were all about, that whole thing is completely disgusting for them to name their show the Young Turks. But that's a whole other story. But the point is that the Jewish so-called Holo-hoax is put above all these other real situations in which large numbers of people die, the Armenian genocide being one of them. I mean, you got all these Holo-hoax memorials everywhere around the world, and you got all of this brainwashing that takes place in the American public school system, forcing people to read all this Jewish propaganda about the Holocaust and how horrible it was, and even though the whole thing was a hoax. It's really unbelievable. I mean, even the ADL head, Abe Foxman, he refused to accept the notion of the Armenian genocide up until recently. Abe Foxman, the guy who's the head of the Anti-Defamation League that is involved with guilting everybody into thinking that Jews are perpetual victims. It's insane. He wouldn't admit that the Armenian genocide really happened, probably because it was operated and run and pulled off by a lot of people who are Jewish.
Now, that's not to say that there wasn't a war and that people didn't die, though, right? I mean, there's a distinction that needs to be made there.
Well,
people died.
World War II, you mean?
Yeah, people died. Jewish people died.
Oh, of course. You know? I'm not saying that Jews didn't die and certain groups of people didn't die.
But that's what they want to frame the argument as, the discussion as, rather.
Yeah,
want to you're saying no, Jews didn't die, just like with 9/11. You're saying 9/11 didn't happen? Well, nobody says that.
That's right. But that's a fake narrative that they're putting out. The bottom line is that when there was all these bombing campaigns that were going on, a lot of the people in these camps, the supplies couldn't get to the camps because everything across Europe was bombed or destroyed. So that's why you see these photos of these people in these camps who are all skin and bones, because no food and no resource could get to the camps because the Germans and
the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back. Our special guest, Lee Rogers. Lee, dailyslave.com, huh?
Yeah, that's the new website I put together a few months ago. I kind of took, I guess you'd call it a vacation from this stuff for a little while. I was posting a few articles here and there on Doug Owens' website, blacklistednews.com. But I thought I was getting to the point where some of the stuff that I wanted to put out was a little too extreme for his website and his comfort zone. So that's why I decided to start dailyslave.com. And it started to get some good traffic, and it's been growing ever since I started it. So we'll see what happens with it.
I love your headlines. Nobody gives a you-know-what about Hillary Clinton's new book.
Well, I try to be as straightforward as possible. I mean, nobody gives a damn about her book, although I use a different colorful metaphor to describe that, but yeah.
It's true. Dianne Feinstein wants America to attack ISIS, as you mentioned.
Yeah, the woman's insane. she belongs in a mental institution.
Oh, here's a good one. Texas Governor Rick Perry, I'm more Jewish than you think I am.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And look, I'm Bob, I know that you have a Jewish background and everything, but I mean, can you understand what we're looking at here when pretty much the entire power structure is connected to Jewish power in some way? And then you got the Texas governor bragging that, oh, I'm more Jewish than you think I am, and I take 100 trips to Israel. Yeah, I mean, you kind of.
I totally get that. The only thing that I hope people understand is that so many Jewish people are schmucks, just like the next guy. You know, they're not just because there's a majority of people who happen to be Jewish in the power structure doesn't mean that a majority of Jews are the power structure. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. I mean, a Jewish guy down the street who's living in his house and has a couple of kids and has a regular
works
job.
At the deli.
They're
works at the deli. He's the accountant, the lawyer. They're just brainwashed Jews just like the next guy. You know, they might support Israel. They might not support Israel. I know a lot of Jews that don't support Israel, actually. But they're just brainwashed like the next guy. But when we start to get into some names here, you know, the Rothschilds, the most notorious, I think, of Jewish families. You know, 9/11, Larry Silverstein, Jewish guy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You get the point.
Right, exactly. I mean, the entire banking system, it's dominated by people who are Jewish. I mean, the Federal Reserve, you have the past 30 or so years, it's had a Jewish Fed chief. And then currently right now, you got Janet Yellen, who's Jewish, who's the Fed chief. And then the vice chair is a guy by the name of Stanley Fisher, who was actually in charge of the Bank of Israel for a period of time. So, I mean, the Jewish influence, it's basically a Jewish crime syndicate that stretches across multiple different countries around the West. And they're promoting and pushing these ridiculous agendas, like this invasion of third world countries through the immigration system. I mean, that's a big problem that's happening here in America, and it's a big problem that's happening over in Europe. And I believe a lot of this is designed for the purpose of destroying the white European cultures that exist in these lands. And a lot of this is primarily an agenda that has been pushed by a lot of people who are Jewish.
The white European culture, the white genocide that's taking place, is a discussion we've had on the show before about. And part of me thinks that it's great for them to preserve their culture, and there's no part of me that doesn't think it's great. You know, culture should be preserved and people should respect that. But another part of me says to myself, well, I don't support the Jewish supremacist state of Israel at all. I think it's criminal and so on and so forth. What would the difference be, Lee, for a white supremacist state? I mean, do you see kind of my thinking here? It's like, I don't support the Jewish state going in, treating Palestinians like trash and so on and so forth, and they're extremely bigoted and they're supremacist. Why would a white supremacist state be acceptable?
I don't think it is. I'm not supporting white supremacy. What I'm supporting is the preservation of these cultures that are literally being invaded by these people from third world countries. So over in France, for example, you have all of these Muslim immigrants that have been allowed in, and they've invaded the country, and this has resulted in a real backlash. You have a lot of true French people that have supported the National Front Party. You have what's happening in Greece, the same type of situation, only it's much more extreme over there because you also have the deep, deep depression they've been in because of all the insanity with the international finance system. So, I mean, this is a real problem. And I basically, these people are just trying to preserve their cultures. They're not trying to set up some sort of white supremacy wonderland like you have in Israel, only they got a Jewish supremacist wonderland. They're trying to preserve their cultures. And they get called being Nazis and being racist for it. And that's ridiculous. The true racists are in Israel and the Zionist regime that has been engaging in all of this insanity.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, and I think they should be able to preserve their culture without being inundated with outside influences, if they choose to. And you know, it's funny you bring up the supremacist state of Israel and the bigotry that's there. This guy Donald Sterling, or should I say Donald Tokowitz, and his commentary. And I know it's months later now, and we shouldn't be talking about this guy, the schmuck, still. But what he said really highlights, I think, the attitude of some of these supremacist Jews in the state of Israel.
Well, the thing is, I mean, with this Sterling character, I could care less what this guy thinks about black people or whatnot. I mean, I don't think anything he really said was overly terrible. But the thing is, it illustrates how the Jewish-controlled media will literally go out of their way to destroy somebody just because they have a different perspective about somebody of a different race. I mean, if you look at the different races you have in America, okay, you got black people, you got Latinos, I mean, you got Asians, you got all these, basically have a melting pot here in America. And the one group of people that's discriminated the most are white males. All these other races and people with different gender preferences and sexual disorders, they're basically taken to the top of the list and given preferential treatment. So, you know, you basically have this modern-day version of a witch hunt that goes on in the media, in which if anybody says anything that's remotely politically incorrect about some sort of minority ethnic group or some sort of minority group with a bizarre sexual preference, and all of a sudden these people are lambasted and railroaded. And the whole thing is completely insane.
I agree. Let's see here. You made a documentary a while ago called The Power of the Purse. Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, that was a while ago. So basically, I made a film primarily focusing in on the history of the monetary system and kind of mixed it in with just a timeline of geopolitics pretty much up until the year 2009, 2010. I'm trying to remember when I came out with it. But yeah, it was primarily focused on exposing all the fraudulent aspects of the monetary system. And if you go back and look at the film, you'll see a lot of the people that I talked about, including the Rothschild family and the Warburg family and people like that, of course, were Jews. But yeah, that was pretty much a film I put out a few years ago, and I don't know. I'd probably like to update that at some point if I ever get the chance. There's some things in there I probably would have corrected and maybe tweaked a little bit.
Would you change the name of the film, Lee, to The Power of Guilt?
I don't think so. I think I'd keep the same name.
Okay. You get that reference.
Yeah, no, I do. but no, I'd probably keep the name the same. But yeah, there's probably a few things I would tweak here and there. I'd probably put a little bit more about Germany's rise during the 1930s, about some of the things that Hitler did specifically. I didn't really get into that as much as I would have liked. But he actually established a system of a monetary system based off of labor, which I think helped free Germany from the usury system. I think that was one of the reasons.
We can't have that. We'll be back with a final segment with Lee Rogers, and then we'll get to our next guest next 2 hours. 800-313-9443 if you want to squeeze in a quick phone call in this last segment with Lee. 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
Lee, we're going to have to do this again some other time now that you're back active. DailySlave.com. I'm looking forward to now going to Daily Slave to check out some of the headlines daily. It'll be an interesting contrast. We'll have our buddy Doug on Wednesdays and then maybe look at Daily Slave on Tuesdays. Who knows? Jeez.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Doug in a little while. I'm not sure what he thinks of some of the stuff I've been posting.
Oh, Doug's, you know, Doug's, he might not agree, but he still loves you, I'm sure. But anyways, let's take a couple phone calls for this last segment, all right?
Sounds good to me.
Let's talk to Ken in West Virginia. Hello, Ken.
Talking about Donald Sterling, and the interesting thing to me about it is I read a quote he gave, he was, you know, his diatribe, and he said, quote, The Jewish people have a company, and it's for people who want to borrow money and no interest. They want to give them a fish pole, a fishing pole. We want to help people. If they don't have money, we will loan it to you. You don't have interest, one day you will pay us back. And there's the rub. In other words, the Jewish people, they have control of all the money, and they give it to, it's quite natural to help your friends, you know. But when you have control of the money, it's just being in the government, the same thing. And you give it to your friends, and consequently, if somebody else is getting money for free, somebody else who isn't your friend has to pay double, you know, to compensate for the lack of interest coming somewhere else. And then obviously also your friends, if they're getting money for free, they have more of an opportunity to acquire things and, you know, engage in business practices. So I thought it was amazing that this you know, old fellow just came out and blurted that. And I said, that's the whole secret to the whole problem, the whole situation right there.
Yeah, you're right. I heard that as well, Ken. Good call. Thank you for that.
Okay.
He's on the money, Harley.
No, I can't disagree with anything he said. I mean, it's the whole thing's a racket. If you control the creation of money out of nothing, there's a lot of things you can do with it. And, of course, that contributes to a lot of the corruption that we've seen.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. Is the name Ted? Did I get that right?
No, it's Lee.
Lee Rogers. Okay.
Yeah, Lee Rogers.
Yeah, great to speak with you. I just wanted to mention something that often doesn't get mentioned, but I think is really a fundamental part of the idea that basically there's a predominance of Jewish people who are at the at least the high managerial level of the, if you will, the Illuminati. You know, there's the whole Sabbatean aspect going back to the Khazars who are not blood Jews, coming from the Mongolian region of Russia, and basically infiltrating the Jewish religion, when actually, you know, through the Talmud and the Zohar and possibly parts of the Kabbalah, they actually do acknowledge Satan as being their god, or Lucifer. So, you know, it's really kind of putting a false Judaism on these people. They're not blood Jews. There are more people in Palestine by far, 90%+, that actually have true Jewish blood in them. All of the leadership of Israel are Sabbatean. They are not blood Jews. So they have called themselves Jews in history up to today, but that's not what they are. They're counterfeits. Hello?
Yeah, what do you think about that, Lee?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of history behind this. I like to look at what's happening in the present, and the vast majority of people involved with the power structure identify themselves as Jews. And unfortunately, the general public, they're not going to look into any of this stuff. And we have to make it as simple as possible for them to understand what's going on. And there's a crime syndicate. It's identified with Judaism. They're Jews. And so I like to keep the message as simple as possible. I think a lot of this stuff with Khazars and Ashkenazi Jews getting into all this mumbo-jumbo, I think it kind of it confuses the message as to what we're trying to get across.
But it is important to make distinctions. I mean, we can't just
use
blanket terms.
Well, it gives the Jewish people a bad name, doesn't it, Bob?
I mean,
well,
the
thing is, they've given themselves a bad name because of everything they're doing. I mean, if they weren't doing all this crazy stuff, then they wouldn't have a bad name. It's that simple.
What about the Vatican, Lee?
Well, you know, actually, blood Jews in Israel are basically persecuted. If you want to pick a book up sometime, it's real interesting.
Oh, they're not persecuted, man. Come on. What planet are you living on?
They're
well, if you're talking about the Sephardic Jews, Lee, they are being, you know, used for all sorts of experimentation, and they are treated in a much lesser regard than the Ashkenazis. I mean,
yeah, there's been this illusion put out that Jews are the most persecuted people on the face of the planet. I just don't believe that at all. I mean, this whole hoax thing.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about a group of Sephardic Jews, you know, Semitic, truly Semitic Jews, not this misnomer of the term anti-Semitism.
Yeah, well, if you want to look into it, there's a book called Facts or Facts by Benjamin H. Friedman. And he talks about his life in Israel as a blood Jew and how he was basically persecuted by the dominant political powers there. And, you know, there's really something to that. But we should keep the Jews separate from the counterfeit Jews. It really gives the Jewish people a bad name, and I think Bob's had experience with that, with different callers and emails to him. And I think it's just a very important distinction to make.
Well, Benjamin Freeman, if I remember correctly, he came out against the Zionist power, so that's why he's been persecuted.
Well, he was persecuted before that when he was living in Israel, just trying to make a living. He couldn't get a job, basically. So, you know, not for lack of trying, but it was just basically something set against him as a blood Jew, and it's a common
Israel's an apartheid state.
Sure, I mean, absolutely it is. I mean, it's the most racist state, if you want to use that term, on the planet, because they insist that everybody call them the Jewish state of Israel. I mean, that's about as stupid as saying, oh, well, America, it's the white state of America. I mean, that's how ridiculous it sounds.
Agreed.
Well,
Mark, thank you for the call, man.
Sure do appreciate you. Thank you very much, Bob.
All right, take care. Lee, what's coming up next for you, man?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to be doing some stuff on dailyslave.com, probably some more radio appearances and whatnot. But I don't know. We'll just see what happens. I'm just going to see where it goes.
Awesome. Dailyslave.com. I like the name. When did you pick up that domain? You have probably a few domain names we don't know about, huh?
No, dailyslave.com is the big one. That's pretty much it. I don't have any mystery domain names I'm hiding or anything. I mean,
did you have that one for a while before you?
No, actually, I just got that a few months ago. Right.
Oh, really?
I started the website. Yeah.
That was a good find.
Yeah, but you know, I just wanted to mention something real quick about the stuff that Mark was saying. I understand that he wants to get in all the history of everything, but I'm at a point where we have to have a clear and concise message to the people about what's going on. And I think all this stuff about Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardic Jews and all this other stuff, it just confuses people, period. And we need a simple, concise message to the people. And I think a lot of the Patriot stuff that's been put out has kind of muddied the waters of what we're trying to accomplish. And I hope he understands that. I wasn't trying to be nasty with them, but that's just my point of view.
You nasty to a caller? Never.
Well, it depends. I mean, there are some interesting characters that call into these shows, so you never know.
No, I think you guys are both coming from a good place on that, and it's an interesting discussion. It really is. So I'm happy to have it. I'm happy to have these discussions. I'm happy to not shy away from things. And at the end of the day, I hate to use this saying because it's so cliche, but sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's not entirely true, but in this regard, it is. You know, the facts are the facts, folks. If we're all in it for truth, if we're all truthers, then why shy away from where the truth takes us?
No, I totally agree. Doesn't hurt to have a conversation about any of this stuff.
No. Despite your preconceived notions and taboo, and that's exactly what we're trying to go beyond in the so-called truth movement is going beyond the mainstream box that they keep us in, and our family members, and so on and so forth. All right, Lee, it's been fun, man. We'll have to do it again. Dailyslave.com, right?
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, folks, next hour we're going to do 2 hours on prepping and getting ready for whatever might come down the pike.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial. With financial.